When you first read that title, what was your first thought? Good riddance, right? Oh, I hear you. Wow, 2020 was one heck of a year. And honestly, one I'd hate to do all over again. Aren't we all ready to flip the page on the calendar? I sure am. But it'd be sad to miss an opportunity to think about what we learned this year, how we got through it. The coronavirus has a way of shining a special spotlight on things we might have been ignoring, or not appreciating, or just plain clueless about. I've come up with some questions to ask yourself. You don't have to answer all of them, of course, but I challenge you to give at least one a go. Posing the questions was the easy part, but I figured I should walk the talk and answer them too. Okay, here goes. What did you miss this year? That's easy. Social get-togethers like the 4th of July blowout up to Dot and Tommy's camp, bean suppers down to the Congo Church, Black Fly Festival, the Pumpkin Carnival, the Down Home Holiday Festival. Seeing people smile. Oh, boy, I sure have missed that. Yard sales and shopping with the girls and my sister Irene. I've also missed traveling around and entertaining folks, making them laugh. Always does my heart good doing that. What got you through? Well, Zoom, of course. Celeste, Rita, Betty, Dot, and Shirley, aka the women who run with the moose. Getting out in nature, walking our dog Scamp with Charlie and friends. Bacon, even if it didn't always come out great, even if I ate it anyway. Oh, and focusing on what I was grateful for. What did you realize? That as a cashier at the ANP, I'm a frontline worker. Well, not like all them brave nurses, but still, that was kind of shocking. Now, panic buying for a snowstorm is typically bread, eggs, and booze, right? Well, panic buying for a pandemic is more like toilet paper, disinfectant, and booze. What do you appreciate more now than you did a year ago? Quiet and not being overscheduled. The wonders of nature's, like flowers blooming in our yard, an eagle flying overhead, rhubarb, the chubby groundhog who lives under our shed. What do you know now that you didn't know on January 1st, 2020? We're all stronger than we think. That's the first thing that popped into my head, but it didn't quite sit right. Then I realized that strong here means doing what we need to do for the greater good, being considerate of others and kind to yourself. What do you hope you won't forget about this year? The power of gratitude. I won't lie. Just like you, I bet, there were points during this year that I got kind of down. Gratitude was a ladder that helped me get out of that hole. I'd say to myself, find 10 things to feel grateful for on your way to work. You can do it. This morning, let's do a gratitude walk. How many things can you think of that you're grateful for? Works every time. What unexpected gift came out of this year? A feeling that we're all in this together. Sure, there are always some idiots that won't get with the program. But when it comes right down to it, most folks stepped up to the plate, and I was glad to see it. What are you looking forward to in 2021? Getting vaccinated, hugging, sitting with my dad and holding his hand, seeing people smile. Even Archie Johnson down to the A&P with the missing front teeth and the questionable hygiene. Hanging out with everyone up close and personal. What is your wish for 2021? Good health, and that we remember to carry forward all the good stuff we learned in 2020. Right now, I'm feeling hopeful. It's a new year. The days are getting longer. My dad is going to get his first coronavirus vaccine shot January 8th. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. All we have to do now is hang in there. Happy New Year, everyone. That's it for now. Stay safe and catch you on the flip side.